tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Thanks, Pat. Welcome back to Tip Today, 1800 938 007. The text and WhatsApp is 083 311 3311. A new survey from Wynn International on Ireland's health habits has found that Ireland has one of the highest rates of alcohol consumption in the world, coming second out of 34 countries. Can you believe? Stephen Burke has set up a magazine on Instagram called Alcohol Free Mag, which advocates the fun you can have being sober. And he joins me now. Stephen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Really good to talk to you today. First of all, are you surprised in any way that we're second out of 34 in terms of alcohol consumption?
No, I'm not surprised at all. Drink is really a part of our culture. And it's a real social outlet for us. Like, all the main events in our lives are based around drinking occasions and stuff like that. So it wouldn't really surprise me that we'd be second in 34 countries.
Mm.
And as well, with lockdown as well, with drink free, kind of freely enough available to be delivered to your house, it wouldn't be surprising to me now that we'd be second.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that surprised me, Stephen, is that even in lockdown, we literally just transferred from the pub to home, because there's no dip in the amount of alcohol that we're drinking.
Yeah, Zoom calls and stuff like that in the evening time where you meet up with friends for drinks and stuff like that, or even just having a bottle of wine or something with dinner. And I'd even find it myself with the alcohol-free drinks, the beers and stuff like that, I'd be drinking a lot more of them. There's no alcohol in them, but it's still like a nice drink in the evening, if you know that type of way.
It's interesting. Tell me about what it is you do with the alcohol-free mag. I mean, can we have fun and be sober?
Oh, definitely you can. You can. It's like, it is a bit different. Like, it's more of a kind of a group, not like a social group. I've noticed from Instagram, I'm part of a group that's international.
Mm.
So I'd have people from the US and stuff like that meeting up for Zoom calls and things like that. And there's kind of a real movement in different countries towards alcohol-free options, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
And I think there's people out there who don't drink at all, who are finding out about these new options that are out there, like the Virgin Mary Bar in Dublin, where you can go out and have a nice drink and still have a great time.
You can have your cocktails and that, but there's no alcohol in there. Can you become a connoisseur of alcohol-free drink? I'm thinking, are there particular beers that you would seek out that are particularly good, even though they're alcohol-free?
Yeah, it would definitely. There's a couple of Irish breweries now that brought out alcohol-free beers, Brewmaster and Wicklow Wolf and stuff. But the real connoisseur stuff is coming from the UK. They've got a lot of breweries. There's one brewery, Big Drop, which is just those alcohol-free beer. That's all, nothing else. And I'd order in stuff from the UK, and it's IPAs, beers, lagers, all sorts, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I must try them, because, I mean, the two big brands that are available, that I know of anyway, I won't tell you what I think they taste like, but it's pretty poor, you know?
Yeah, there is some options out there that aren't great, but there is really good ones coming out from breweries at the moment. One that I'm really missing is the Guinness 00.
What's that like? I haven't tried that. What's that like?
I didn't get a chance. It was before I got a chance to taste it, but as part of the community that I'm in, a few people had tasted it and said that it was pretty good. Like, it's fairly close to what the original Guinness.
Right. Interesting. Did you drink at some stage yourself?
I did now, but it was about 15 years ago now, so it's a long time for me.
Right. And were you quite fond of it at the time?
I don't know. I wasn't hugely fond of it, if you know what I mean. I was it was just kind of what everybody did.
Yeah.
Going out to the pub, meeting up and having a few drinks and stuff like that.
Yeah, it hasn't changed. Alcohol is so much part of everything we do.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And finding now that it's getting a little bit more accepting now that I'd be drinking an alcohol-free option, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
And like originally it would have been a pint of blackcurrant or something like that.
No, I know, yeah.
There wasn't much out there, but...
Yeah, there's only so much Coca-Cola or 7-Up that you can drink, I suppose, if you're on a night out. Yeah.
When I first gave up drinking, then my friends used to buy a pint of Coke just to keep up with them. Right. So I couldn't.
I'm sure you'd be feeling worse than they did at the end of the night. But anyway, how can people get hold of you on Instagram if they want to have a look at what you're doing? Because you give options for alcohol-free stuff.
Yeah, if you go onto Instagram and look for alcohol_free_mag, and you'll find a whole selection there of things that I found. It's not just beers and stuff. There's kombuchas and coffee and stuff like that.
Mm.
So there's a whole range of options there if you want to have
Very good. And I presume you can buy the stuff online, can you?
You can, yeah. If you'd like, if you really like the beers in Ireland, I have also a link as well to a UK site called Wise Bartender, which has a huge selection, massive selection of coffee drinks.
All right, but as you say, there's some great Irish options there as well. Yeah. Stephen, a real pleasure. Thanks for coming on with us today. Thank you. Good morning to you. And that's Stephen Burke, who has set up that magazine on Instagram. It's called Alcohol Free Mag. As I say, the two big ones that are out there, you know the ones I'm talking about.